Is this live?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, okay. You know, what are you doing?
Thank you, dummies.
Coming at ya! Welcome to another edition of Amp Radio, another MMA podcast. We're coming at you live and unedited from the mean street of Danville, California. Proteus, the Amp Studios themselves. So we're coming at you live and unedited from the week that was UFC 238 and Bellator 222, which will drop. Hottie on Hottie Crime here. We go straight to the first lady of Amp Radio, the lady that always has time for a suntan and, of course, perhaps a margarita. Hit it!
Crown and Coke, baby. Crown and Coke. Hi, guys. I feel like we broke up and then we got back together. How's everybody?
I think I'm the only one that's broken up and hasn't gotten back together. How about that? Hold on. We'll throw a rim shot on that one later. Let's go up north. Pam, I'm going to hate to do it, but we're going to have to go up north. Not a big fan of the Toronto Raptors right now. Actually, I'm a fan of the Raptors. I'm just not a fan of the fans that were booing. Yeah, I don't know. We'll find out from Proteus right now. As everybody in Canada is now saying we won, they lost. Hit it!
Yes, indeed, coming at you live and direct to your ear holes from the True North Strong and Free. That's right, the Amp Studios International. Tony, how are you this evening?
What's up?
Had to do it early for Marco. Had to do it early because, you know, Marco right now is rooting straight up for the Raptors. Okay. And we love the Raptors. We love Canada, right? Don't we?
I do.
No one got that joke? Okay. All right.
I love it.
We might have to put Pammy on mute right now. All right. Hit it.
Well, she does have a lot of animals in her house.
Marco from Waco, Northern. Screw the Raptors. Go USA. And let's talk about Bellator Triple Deuce this weekend. I cannot root for the Raptors when I'm not Canadian.
You know what? But we have a Canadian in our midst. Of course, the one and only Proteus. Proteus, by the way, how do you root for someone?
Until the end of this week, I say Proteus. Next week, I lock him again.
All right. They do have a better national anthem than we do. I have to give them that. There's no doubt about it.
You better hush your mouth.
Am I wrong? Okay. You know what? I take it back. Proteus, I take back the compliment. But let's hit it, guys, because we're going to go into this pretty quick. Because, as the great Sweet Brown said, and of course the great Gigi, ain't nobody got time for that. And of course, as Marco says, Marco, hit your drop, please.
I got like a million drops. Which one? Let's talk some
MMA. All right, guys, let's get into it. We go back to the place where the referees are just as good as the Warrior bench right now, which is not very good. We go back to the Madison Square Garden Arena in New York, New York, which will probably not have the great Kevin Durant and, of course, Kyrie Irving. Bellator 222, McDonald, God rest his poor MMA soul, versus Neiman Gracie. It will take place this Saturday, June 14th. At the Madison Square Garden Arena in New York, New York. Am I right? Is it Friday? You know what? Never mind.
Friday.
And we ain't got crap to do, right? Look at that. We're being serenaded already. All right, let's get into this, guys, because There's a lot on the line, and we're going to start with you, Pammy.
Okay.
We go.
What's up?
No, not what's up. We go to the welterweight division. We go
okay.
as champion.
Okay,
Corey McDonald, who once was a great fighter, and now he has found peace, I guess. I'm worried
yeah.
about Corey. I'm not going to lie. And he will fight Neiman Gracie. Unfortunately, guys, it's a 29-year-old fighter that's had a lot of fights versus a 30-year-old fighter that has had 9 fights total, undefeated at that. Pammy, we go over to you. Will it be
okay.
Corey McDonald moving on in his own tournament, the welterweight division, or will it be Neiman Gracie who will face, of course, the one and only Douglas Lima?
All right. So I think we need to change Rory's name to Rory Lama, like the Dalai Lama, but Rory Lama. But anyway, Rory, who has a soul now, McDonald, versus Neiman Gracie, 9-0, of course, the famed Gracie familia. No KOs, but 8 submissions and 1 decision. BJJ, or Black Belt in Jiu-Jitsu. What I'm questioning is his fight resume. Okay, you look at his fight resume, and that's where you would pay the drop. Who the fuck are these guys? I have no clue who these guys are. Did I watch the fights? Yes, I did watch, but I don't know who these people are. Where you're going against Rory Mack. Rory, I think Rory with a soul is still going to beat Neiman Gracie. He's just, I think, more well-rounded, kickboxing, jiu-jitsu, black belt. Wrestling, he's got three-inch reach advantage. I just think he's a little more polished, has a little bit more experience in the ring. And I think after his last fight, I think he's got a little bit of incentive now to give us a better show. But I'm going Rory by, I don't want to say decision. I'm going to say he's due for a TKO. Rory, TKO, I'm going 3rd round.
So Pammy taking the great Rory McDonald, which, man, whatever happened to that guy? I missed the great
Rory Lama.
Red King, right? Rory McDonald. I'm going to go next, Proteus, and I'm going to go, it's going to kill me to say this, just not as a huge Rory McDonald fan. I think he's done, guys. I think he's done mentally, which is more than 50% of the game, I kid you not. So I'm going Neiman Gracie, and I'm going Neiman Gracie via submission, and Horry's not going to tap. So Horry's going to go out. Rear naked choke in a second. Proteus, we go to you. The great north, the home, of course, GSP, the Raptors.
Oh,
Kyle Lowry.
Canada.
And, of course,
our
the one and only Corey McDonald.
Yeah, I do like Canada's national anthem. It's a pretty one.
Shout out to Canada. And, of course, Proteus is picked. Proteus, we go to you. Will it be Corey McDonald or will it be the one and only Neiman Gracie?
Well, DJ Tony, before we get started, let me give you the odds on this particular fight from 5 Dimes. Neiman Gracie right now, it looks like the underdog at a plus 140. Rory McDonald at a minus 170.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, the odds are pretty close, right, Marco? I mean, it's a pretty close fight. And, again, I think that, Tony, we're calling this a pretty close fight right now is because of what happened with Rory McDonald's last fight against John Fitch. And of course, John Fitch, as John Morgan had reported today, is on site, ready to weigh in just in case he needs to be there to fill in for
who,
you know, your boy Rory. Well, just in case Rory doesn't, you know, as John said in his tweet a number of hours ago, you know, if a guy is saying he really doesn't want to do it anymore and he's, you know, contracted to be in this tournament defending his belt. Again, guys, I believe I said this at the beginning of the tournament. I think it was a lot of stress to put on Rory McDonald to have to defend his belt every single time. I think that perhaps the champion, you know, wanted to be in the tournament, but it's probably not the best idea for the champion to defend his belt every single time. But, I mean, if you want to be in the tournament, that's what you got to do. I'm going to take Rory McDonald, guys, just because he should win this fight on experience alone. You know, Neiman Gracie, as Pam pointed out, you know, fighting who the fuck is that guy? And very early in his career, but, you know, we cannot dismiss the ground game of Neiman Gracie. I'm going to take Rory McDonald by decision.
Cool.
This is interesting. Pam going with Rory. I, of course, am going with Rory. Only in my mind, my official pick is Neiman Gracie. Proteus, of course, going with Rory. So two against one, two Rory, one Neiman. Proteus, let's go to the great Marco from Waco. Marco, we go to you. Will it be Rory or will it be Neiman Gracie?
Yeah.
Not his real last name, by the way.
I'm going to start by saying this is an MMA show. This is not an NBA show. So no more freaking Raptors references.
Ouch.
No way, Raptors. Yeah. So I am sick and tired of hearing that Rory McDonald is not in the game anymore. Kitty had no problem punching and kicking John Fitch on that fight, man. People are giving no credit to John Fitch for dragging that fight and turning it into a draw. A lot of people thought he probably pulled that fight up. You know, but whatever. Rory McDonald did not lose to Demian Mayan, that is a much better freaking jiu-jitsu player than Neiman Gracie, and a much more experienced MMA fighter than Neiman Gracie. I don't see freaking Neiman Gracie freaking even smelling a win against Rory McDonald. Even an unmotivated Rory McDonald is 10 times better than Neiman Gracie at this point in his career. I'm going to pick Rory McDonald, and I'm going to pick Rory McDonald that even if he's going to hurt his soul, he's going to freaking hurt Neiman Gracie and TKO in on the second round.
I can't believe I'm saying this. Marco going, of course, with Rory. Proteus going with Rory. Pammy going with Rory. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope Rory becomes Rory once again, but I'm the lone
wrong.
Wolf.
You are
I hope
sorry.
I'm wrong, guys. I hope I am. Let's move on, guys. To light heavyweight we go. One of my favorite fighters, as you guys know, ever. Anything that is karate, you know I'm all karate
he's
stance
kind of
and everything.
A karate
but, maybe to you. Homie don't play
hobby.
That.
But then he's young.
Oh, you know, I'm sure he's an attractive man. Hey, listen, I think Karen Bryant agrees with you. So the great Lyoto the Dragon Machida, he will fight. Chael, I used to be a good fighter. Sonnen, I'm not sure who really wants this fight. I'm not really sure why this fight is being made. Hopefully it's for the great 41-year-old, the Dragon. I don't really like this fight, so... Proteus, we're going to you, not because I don't really like this fight, because you're next in line. Proteus, we go to you. Will it be Lyoto Machida or will it be Chael P, because P is for icon, Sonnen?
Just to be anti-establishment, I don't care about this fight at all, man. I mean, it's not interesting. Chael Sonnen is still fighting, but I don't know. I'm just not interested in it. I'm going to take Lyoto Machida. I'm going to take him by decision.
You know what? I'm going to steal a Proteus line there, Pam, and I'm going to go, woo-hoo.
Mm-hmm.
The one and only Marco. Marco, will go to you. Will it be the Dragon, Lyoto Machida, hopefully making a comeback, or will it be the man who should already just be on ESPN only, Chael P. Sonnen.
Chael P. Hopefully Lyoto doesn't drink it. Sonnen.
Oh, you took my joke.
Okay, look. People forget that in Bellator, Chael has been all right. I mean, he's Vanderlei. he beat Rampage. Not that easy task, by the way, a heavyweight Rampage. I mean, Lyoto is more elusive and yada, yada, yada. And I liked this fight 10 years ago. I don't know what this fight is happening now. But it is what it is. You know, Bellator is going to Bellator, man. Bellator is going to Bellator. We get this fight once in a while because they're marquee names. There's names that people recognize. And I don't know, man. I'm going to pick Chael Sonnen just because it'll make it interesting. And I like when he talks smack because I truly believe if Lyoto wins, Chael Sonnen is probably like getting out of the game. And I like Chael Sonnen in the game, man. He's funny. He's entertaining. He will make you care even if the fight doesn't mean anything. And everybody was surprised when he was doing good on the freaking tournament, on the heavyweight tournament. So give me Chael Sonnen by grind down, boring decision.
Marco going with Chael P. Dude, I'm not sure I like that one. Pam, we go to you, the
don't
first lady of Amp Radio.
Don't the
all righty.
Did I already give my pick? I'm going with Lyoto Machida via decision. Pam, we go to you, the voice of reason, the woman
all right,
that
the
will
voice
not take
of reason.
Sides.
Okay. You know, I like Chael Sonnen as a commentator, but after, I mean, come on, after, you know, all that shit talk about, you know, when he fought Tito Ortiz and then to go out in the first round, ay, Dios mío, that just did it again. you know, again with Fedor, all the shit talk, and one more time, you know, first round TKO. So I'm going with Lyoto Machida with the first round TKO. I think Chael, no cardio. I just can't. If you Lyoto.
First round TKO.
He came for the Bartley fight and the Rampage fight. I mean, he won those.
Oh, we are grasping at straws on this one, guys. Can we move on, Tony?
Did everybody go with Lyoto? No. Did everybody go with Lyoto? No, we didn't.
No, Marco went with Sonnen.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I did.
Okay. That's all right.
Yeah, and Proteus had something to say
you
about
you got knocked the fuck out, man!
Thank you. All right, we're not going to
cry. We're going to cry.
Right? We're going to move on. Yeah, that's right, Joanna. We're going to move on. All right, guys. We go to the bantamweight. We go. Actually, we're not. We're just going to go free for all. You know what? Ain't nobody got time for this. We got to talk some UFC 238. To the spotlight
we
fight, we go.
Spotlight?
Everyone's favorite.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We're doing spotlight right now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm going to go first, guys, because this should be of no surprise. But
no.
It kind of is a surprise, guys. No? I bet.
No.
I bet.
No.
I'm not going to go where you want to go.
Unfortunately,
guys,
dude, anyways,
I gotta see.
This is a card full of hottie on hottie crime here. Valley Lareda, she will fight Larkin Dash. Why is that important, and why am I going there instead of Heather Hardy? Because it's gonna be hottie Instagram versus hottie Hooter Girl, and I'm going Valley Lareda. Will be victorious via KO in the third. Some late kick.
Okay.
Valley Lareda. Shout out to the Hooters girl.
Did you
just
say KO in the third by late kick? Got it.
I did. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I got it all marked down.
And
got it all marked down.
11!
Thank you. All right, Pam. Proteus, we're going to go to you. Your spotlight fight of the night, Proteus, because I know that you're going to give me a middle finger on this one. All you.
Yeah, no, I'm not actually going to give you a middle finger on this one at all. I think I'm going to go to the featherweight feature fight of the night, Edward Dantes versus Juan Archuleta. Archuleta? Does that sound correct to you guys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right on the money.
Thank you. Spanish word of the day. Banged it out of the park. Proteus. Yes. Listen, guys, these are two guys that have, 21 fights in MMA. One, of course, Archuleta with only one loss against Dantes. We've talked about him before on the show. I think he's, a very talented fighter, obviously, 21-6.
I'm going to take Archuleta, though. I'm going to go out there on the limb and say that Archuleta comes through with it in the second round by TKO.
What are we talking about?
Exactly. Second round TKO. Brody is coming through with a spotlight fight of the night. I thought you were going to go Aaron Pico, Graham. Obviously, I was wrong there. And
thank
by
you,
the
Thomas.
Way, Dana sent us a message. Thank you. All right, Pam, we go to you. Your spotlight fight of the night.
My spotlight fight of the night, Darian Caldwell versus Kyoji Horiguchi, part two. Part one, first fight was lost to Horiguchi with a third round submission. I think Darian knows what's up with him. And part two is going to end with a Caldwell decision.
I don't know. I don't know. Horiguchi's a talented fighter, man. He looked really good in their first fight.
Yeah, well, it went three. It was a third round submission. And I don't know how many.
Yeah, you're right.
Was it five rounds? Was it five rounds or three?
It's a three.
I don't remember.
It's a three, yeah.
So,
it's a three,
but,
I'm pretty sure.
And then that was in Japan. Wasn't that not in Japan? When
it was.
Fought? Because Darian went over. So now you're on home turf, no jet lag, no you know, bus butt, none of that stuff. I think Darian gets it done.
Real good.
Thank you, Proteus. Obviously, Proteus agrees with you. Marco, we go to you. Your spotlight fight of the night for Bellator. Bellator 222.
Bellator triple deuce.
That sounds better.
So, I know. It's me. Come on, dude. Just let me do it. whoever Dylan Danis is fighting, I'm picking him to knock Dylan Danis out. That's my pick of the night.
Son of a gun. Wow, hot take there, Proteus. Look at that. You know what? You get red panty night for that one, Marco.
Break out the red panties. We're rich, baby.
Yeah. I just want him to get shot out. So whoever is fighting Dylan Danis, knock that fool out, please. First round knockout for whoever he's fighting, because I cannot pronounce the guy's name.
Marco, I don't think Dylan Danis with an interpreter can pronounce his name, because Dylan Danis doesn't care about anyone but Dylan Danis. And, of course, Conor McGregor's jockstrap, which he's currently holding. Let's hit it, guys, because we do want
this. You want this so badly, huh?
Yes, Joanna, we do want it so badly. Let's go back into it. Marco, hit the rewind.
Rewind.
Guys, we're going to go a card that was pretty darn good. Shout out to Hobson Gracie, by the way, only because I want to say Hobson. Let's do the rewind, guys, because we missed a very good fight. Come on, we didn't miss it. We all saw it, but we saw it on our own timeline. UFC 238, Shevchenko versus I. That was the main event, right? No? Well, the main event should have been Tony Ferguson versus Donald Cerrone. Because the other one, ain't nobody care. Let's go into this. We work from the top on down. That's what she said, Proteus. Henry Cejudo, the messenger. By the way, did Henry ever tell you that he won a gold medal? Not sure if he did. He defeats Marlon, my balls haven't dropped yet, Moraes, who sounds like Mickey Mouse, not joking, in the third round via TKO. Marco, we go to you. Thoughts on Cejudo versus Marlon Moraes.
Okay. So, for whoever was hating on this freaking main event, shut up. Well,
I was.
It was an awesome main event. It was an awesome main event. The way Cejudo came back from adversity, the first half he was getting owned by Moraes. And then he demoralized Moraes by freaking cutting. I see what I did there. by taking over on the second round and then PKOing the guy on the third, man. For whatever issues you got with Cejudo, with his pick, he's calling himself the king of the king of Grinch or something like that.
King of combat.
No, not the king of combat. When people say he's creepy or about the king of cringe.
The king of cringe.
He's calling himself the king of cringe. Thank you, man. If you don't like the thing, you at least were talking about it. And then he showed you on the freaking octagon that the guy is who he said he is. He is now the best bantamweight in the world. He is the best flyweight in the world. And yes, he's an Olympic gold medalist. So take the guy. Dude, we need people like this. Whether you want to see him getting beat or you want to see him win, a guy that historically speaking got all these achievements, you want them on the sport. It's good for the sport. And I am rooting for Henry Seguro. That, by the way, he's also a Spanish speaker. And they should take him to Mexico to do a parade on him. And Nikki Bella, start talking to Seguro again, because he's going to make more money than freaking John Cena. I like that one. He's not going to make that much money. But, yeah, no, proud of Henry Seguro, double champ, triple, he's calling himself Triple C right now. And keep marketing yourself, man. You're doing it the right way.
Pam, we go to you. Do you agree with Marco that this was one hell of a main event?
We all know what the main event was, but it was a great fight. Oh my gosh, it was a great fight. And man, those knees from hell. Oh my gosh, I don't know. It was awesome. I sat my butt on the couch for like 6 hours and I didn't move except when I had to go pee. And just enjoyed every minute of it. And congratulations to him. And yeah, he's cheesy, but hey, man. He gets the the cheesetastic card.
I don't know. He's way too corny for me, guys. I used to like Henry Cejudo, but he's flown the coop, Pam. He's taking it a little too far. And I'm sorry. When you're 5'3", maybe you should just be on Game of Thrones. Shout out to Marco in terms of Game of Thrones reference from Marco there. No one
maybe
got that.
He's a
really?
Grower,
okay.
Not a shower, you know.
I guess, you know what, the last time I, you know, and it was just confusing. Proteus, we go to you.
Well, I think that you got a more technically contested fight, and you got to see a lot more heart in the main event than you got to see in the people's main event. And I think we all had the same point of view that, the Cerrone fight was the people's main event, because it really has I don't know. People just like Tony is. They're not interested in that division. You know, they're not interested in the 125-pound division. They're not interested in the 135-pound division. Tony, are you even interested in the 145-pound division? Probably not, right? So
women's featherweight. Yes.
I'm just not too sure if people are interested in the lower weights guys in the UFC. I know we get upset about it, but I thought this was a great fight. I thought that the more determined Olympic grade, you know, as Marco likes to say, there are levels to this shit, and Henry Cejudo showed us that there was levels to this shit, and Marlon Moraes, he just seemed like he thought that the first round taking out the legs of Henry Cejudo was going to work, and he had banked on that and tried to take the second round off, and fucking Cejudo said, "Not to, on my watch, bitch," and took over this fight. And very impressive win by Cejudo. And I'm not, like I told you guys before, a year and a half ago, I'm not watching the antics before or after. I'm only interested in the fight. It was a great fight. Good job, Henry Cejudo.
Well, guys, UFC 238, unfortunately, we saw probably the most brutal knockout in any women's weight division, literally. At least the one, I've never seen one that brutal. Maybe I have, actually, but not in the main stage. Valentina Shevchenko KOs Jessica Evil Eye and does it in a very impressive manner. I know, Pam, that you're not a big fan of Valentina, but, man, she showed it. Proteus, we go to you. Valentina Shevchenko KOs Jessica I in a second with a brutal head kick.
Yeah, unfortunately, we were not able to get this breakdown done for hashtag SmackMyPicksUp DJ Tony, because unfortunately, sometimes life gets in the way, and that's all right. And if anybody thought that it was going the way of Jessica Evil Eye, you had a bad mushroom trip, bud, because this is the kind of thing that we knew was going to come. The 125-pound division was made for Shevchenko. We talked about this previously on the show, probably about a year and a half ago as well, that, you know, the UFC wants her to be in this position. They want Shevchenko to be in this position. And, yeah, you could see systematically Shevchenko breaking eye down, you know, going to those kicks to the body. And those kicks to the body are very heavy, man, and you don't want to take a number of those at all. And then, you know, what happens? Sometimes in the second round, we switch it up when we go to the head, and that's exactly what happened. And a shin to dome, as they said on the broadcast. I mean, that's the best we can do for UFC commentary. Shin to the dome. Great work by Shevchenko. Who's next for her? Who knows? She's just going to be dominating like Ronda for a little while, I think, and like Joanna did for a little while. You know, as you know, I watched these fights with my friend Steven Savory, and I had to explain to him of Savory Goldsmithing, of course. I had to explain to him that this is just what happens, man. The division is so light. It's so inexperienced right now. DJ had, what, 10, 11 title defenses in that division? You know, it's kind of like that with this division as well, and with Shevchenko. Great win by her, and I look forward to her murdering somebody else in the future.
Ouch! Tell us what you really think, Marco. We're not going to go to Pam yet because Pam can't stand Valentina, hates Valentina. Marco, I'm going to you. Shevchenko versus I.
Valentina Shevchenko just Kilovich. Holy shit. See, but I don't agree with the fact that that was the most brutal kill we ever seen. I mean, we just saw a pay-per-view go freaking Rosa
Yeah,
Magina
we've seen lots of shins to the head.
Yeah. It's a Rosa Magina just got body slam KO less than a month ago by Jessica Andrade. Jessica Andrade brutally KO Karolina Kowalkiewicz before that. We saw Rosa Rousey face plant freaking Best Korea in Brazil. That became a meme. That was brutal too.
What about Holly Holm?
Holly Holm knocking out Ronda Rousey and Best Korea with a head kick. We see brutal chaos before. The only reason we're like making a big deal about it is because it reminds you of the Terrierian freaking Edson Barbosa chaos. The way freaking Jessica I fell back because she went down like a freaking tree. But I mean, more brutal than that KO was freaking Kevin Cater knocking out Ricardo de Lama Lama, who broke his jaw in three places.
Yeah.
It was visually a bad thing, and Jessica was on the ground for 3 minutes. She doesn't got any broken bones, you know, she got a concussion. She'll be fine. I mean, it sucks for her. She became a highlight reel. Who wants this ball from Valentina Shevchenko? I don't think they might say they want it, but they haven't really done. I think the only one that would be interesting for me, and this is completely out of the blue, the person that just beat her, Valentina's sister, Antonina Shevchenko, Roxanne Mataferi. Valentina.
Yeah, right.
For the honor of your family, you have to avenge your sister Antonina, because Antonina lost to Roxanne, and Roxanne came to your dojo and destroyed your sister. So go. I obliterate Roxanne Mataferi. But nobody wants that smoke, man. Valentina is the best fighter on that division right now. She will be for a while until somebody rises up. I would love to see a Jessica Andrade that fought at 135 before, go to 135 and challenge her, but not now. Maybe next year. Let them get some defenses on the freaking on the win column, and then maybe get those two to clash at 125.
Yeah. I believe
but
you. Go right ahead.
It was a head kick, and it was devastating, and it was a highlight reel. But, well, I don't see what is the big deal. As we've seen people get knocked out before, and worse than that.
Yeah, it was a brutal one.
It is brutal. When they stiffen up, guys, it's brutal. Pam, I'm going to go to you because I know that you cannot stand Valentina Shevchenko. I'm curious to see. I know you can't stand Valentina, and I don't know why. She's very likable, but.
I don't like this fighter. She's just not my favorite. I think that right now, of course, she is unbeatable in that division. But keep in mind, she had to move to a different weight class because she couldn't get a belt in the other weight class.
Ouch.
I'm not being. I mean, you're looking at who she fought. Juliana, and she fought and beat Juliana Pena. Well, you go to Juliana Pena's record, and it's like, who did she fight? You go to Holly Holm.
She was
Holly
a good
Holm
fighter,
a
guys.
Priscilla Cochera, up and coming. Who did she fight? You know, two losses, or Joanna coming off of two losses. Jessica I, you know, Neil, coming off of a five-loss streak. So who's she going to fight? You know, who's she going to fight? She, you know, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I don't even know what to say, but good for her.
The only person she lost to the UFC is Amanda Nunes, that is a two-way champion. But I got a little reference about Valentina that is a little bit unfair in life. Multiple-time multi-champion, picking a dance national champion, you know, from Peru. She speaks three languages. She got a UFC belt. She probably poops gold. I don't know, man. That girl, everything she does is win. Life is not fair.
I agree.
And, by the way, they gave her a hero's welcome. They're going to freaking start building temples and worshiping her out there in Kurdistan or wherever she's from, man. Because, man, all she does is freaking win.
She works really hard at her craft, guys. We have to give her credit for that. I mean, in terms of just being fundamentally sound, I don't know if there's a more fundamentally sound fighter, I kid you not, guys, than Marco. I'm going to you, because guess what? We're going literally to the main event. In my mind, this was the main event. There's no doubt about it. Tony Ferguson, guys. I don't know if I just always count him out, or I just think he's maybe a little too loony, but man, this guy delivers. He's literally the postman, Proteus. He is the one and only postman because he always delivers. I kid you not. Tony Ferguson defeats Donald Cerrone in what could be called, I think it was going to happen anyway, because Donald's eye was just thrashed. But, man, I don't know why he blew his nose. Proteus, we go to you. This was one of the wackiest fights I've seen in quite some time. I think it ended the way it was supposed to. But, Proteus, Ferguson defeats Cerrone.
Well, I just wanted to take a lyric from a live song that is called Shit Town. And in that song, they say, "The mailman visits us all in time." So that just goes along with what you were saying, that he is the mailman. Thank you. Listen, I don't know if the third round would have been any more successful for Donald Cerrone. We saw him do well in the first, and then Tony Ferguson, doing El Kukui stuff and just pulling, you know, elbows.
I think
spinning
you got
elbows.
The kooky
and,
right, Proteus.
I'll get to that in a second. He was actually watching. If you watch some of the replays of the fight, he was actually waiting for Donald Cerrone to react to what he was doing before he threw any kind of spinning elbow. It was quite actually amazing to watch if you really break it down. Yeah, it's and of course if you look what Tony Ferguson has done not only to Donald Cerrone, but if there's a popular meme out there right now that shows that he's bloodied up most of the people he fights, because he is long and lanky, and he's throwing lots. He's got cardio for days, and he seems to be able to throw just about anything whenever he wants to. And Donald Cerrone was taking on some damage, guys. I mean, yes, we were trading jabs for a while. I'm sorry, I can't talk over this noise. I don't know what it is.
I hear it too. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Who's
doing dishes?
Okay. Where I started, finished off there, Tony Ferguson, you know, with an impressive win over Donald Cerrone. And Donald Cerrone, like he says, he doesn't quit. But that was a rookie mistake, DJ Tony, if you ask me, to try and blow the nose. And you could see on his face how much of a mistake that was. But again, we're not in there with a broken orbital bone, DJ Tony. We're not in there, you know, having to fight this young up-and-coming fighter in Tony Ferguson, who should probably be the champ or have fought for a championship, you know, not just the interim title. Yeah, I mean, when this fight was announced, I thought it was a little soon for Donald Cerrone, and I think we saw that it was a little too soon for Donald Cerrone, and I think that Donald Cerrone, if he wants to take his career seriously and actually vie for a title, he has to take time off. He cannot take these fights, Tony, on 30 days' notice against a guy who has not fought. That Tony Ferguson hadn't fought in a long period of time. And Donald Cerrone coming off of, you know, who knows if Donald Cerrone was even healed from his previous fight before he got in the ring with Tony or the octagon against Tony Ferguson. So that's all I have to say about that. Thank you.
Darn. You know what? Actually, very, very true. Pam, let's go to you on this one. Ferguson versus Cerrone.
Great fight. Oh, my gosh. Great fight. Tony Ferguson looked like he had just fought a couple of months ago. I mean, no ring rust. No, I mean, he was moving. I mean, he was just so fluid. Just is, it's almost like everything he did was perfect. And that's what I was wondering too with Cerrone. I know he loves to fight, but he had just fought a month ago, you know, granted he didn't get hurt, but still, I think you still need a little bit of time for your body to recuperate from the, you know, from the weight cuts and from everything else that you're doing. But vintage Tony Ferguson, what can you say? The only thing that I hated was that late hit, and it was not anything that was done maliciously, and I know a lot of people were
good
booing.
Good point.
And,
that was weird.
Well,
you know,
no,
it was.
No, no, no.
I think it was just...
Can I step in here for a second? Can I step in here for a second, Pam? Because I made a note on this one. I made a note on this one that Mergliotta screamed break three times.
Yeah.
So go ahead. You finish what you were saying.
Oh, you said, what did you say?
The ref, Mergliotta, Dan Mergliotta, he screamed stop three times before, he yelled break three times, and then Tony Ferguson hit him again. That's when he hit him with that late hit. Mm-hmm. So Mergliotta said stop three times, and he still hit him. So you go ahead and tell us what you got to say.
Okay. So, no, I don't think it was done maliciously. I think it was, you know, maybe you're so in the zone that, you know, I don't know if you've ever done any kind of sports. I've done sports my whole, you know, when I was a kid. And when you get in there and you get into that zone where you don't hear anything, you know, I ran track, did volleyball, softball, and you don't hear anything because you're in that zone, you know. So I don't know, but I, you know, I hate that it happened, but I truly feel, and knowing Tony Ferguson, I mean, not knowing him personally, but the way that he is, that was not done maliciously. You know, it wasn't, you know, he's not a dirty fighter, in other words. I think it was
But you know what, Pam? Proteus is right, though, guys, because we all like Tony Ferguson, I think. But the problem is we can't give him a pass and then not give GDR a pass, right? Because Jermaine Durandamy did the same thing. And I don't know, guys. I thought it was pretty I wasn't in favor of it. Proteus is right. Dan Skinny Mergliotta, actually.
If they would have taken a point away, he would have still won the – he would have still won the fight, even if you – would have took a point away
That's
or whatever.
True.
If they run it back, you know, the thing is, you know, if they run it back, I still see the same outcome, truthfully.
It just brings up a different conversation, Tony, with, you know, what I saw in the Peter Yan fight as well. It's a conversation that we've had many times on the show that the refs don't want to do anything. The refs don't actually want to be refs because they don't want to they don't want to interfere in the flow of the fight. And I think the refs need to be refs. I don't think we've heard from Marco on this fight, have we yet? So let's get to Marco, yeah?
No, we need to go to Marco. Marco, yeah, Ferguson versus Cowboy.
When it comes to the fight was fantastic, you know? It was all that it was advertised. I was super glad they gave it the main event treatment, you know, with the introductions and, you know, bring it into the center of the ring. It was super cool, even though it was a feature fight. The consensus is that, you know, Cerrone did really well on the first round. Even doing well in the first round, he was still behind on the and two out of the three judges' scorecards. And on the second round, he was getting routed, man. And everybody seen what Tony Ferguson does to people. I mean, he was marking out Cerrone really, really bad. The right guy won the fight. The consensus also is that if he's going to go into the third round, Cerrone would have suffered unnecessary damage because the fight was trending in one direction and one direction only. Because Kukui was not going to slow down. He was going to freaking pick the pace up. The punch after the bell, it was unfortunate. However, I'm going to give it to the commissioner, to Gugliotta. The way they handled it was the proper way to do it according to the rule. They stopped the fight. They went to the replay. They ensured that the punch did not affect the fight that the eye of Cerrone blew up. They went to the whole procedure, the whole process, and then they make a call. And they made the right call. TKO because Cerrone could not answer the bell. You know, a doctor stoppage because everybody saw it. As soon as he blew his nose, his freaking eye just pop up like the freaking elephant man.
Eddie Alvarez did the same thing too. Do you remember?
Yeah. The bottom line is, great fight. They got fight of the night, deservedly so. A little bit anticlimactic because everybody wanted the third round, but it stuff happened.
Everybody wanted the fifth round.
Yeah, all right. If they do it, if they run it back again, that I do not agree with, make it a main event or a fight night or an ESPN card, you know, because that deserves a five-round outing. However, Tony Ferguson deserves to be the next contender of the Poirier versus Khabib winner. And the guy has won 12 freaking fights in a row. The last time Tony Ferguson won, I mean, the last time Tony Ferguson lost in 2002, in March of 2012, there wasn't even women's MMA on the UFC. Ronda Rousey and Liz Camus hasn't happened yet. So,
Marco, let me ask you a question. Marco,
yeah.
Do you think that if GSP wants to fight Nurmi, if he wins that fight, they do that? Because it just seems like with what you're saying, the hardcore fans want to see Nurmi fight the next guy. We want to see him fight Ferguson. But again, they've tried to book this fight, what, four times now? This would be the fifth?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Tony, to overtake you there, but I want to hear what Marco has to say. I apologize.
Okay, the guy was the interim champ. He has beat two former champions. He got a 12-5 win at the stage. He just beat the winningest freaking guy in UFC history in Cowboy Cerrone. If Tony Ferguson, that by the way, is not getting any younger, doesn't get a freaking title shot next, I mean, and you know who I am about this thing. I always pull in for the biggest and the better fights, you know? But Tony Ferguson put himself in that position. He is the rightful number one contender after Dusty Khabib. After Dusty Khabib and Tony Ferguson happened with the winner, make whatever fight you want. I don't really give a shit after that. But we have been waiting for this Khabib-Tony fight, but not disrespect to Dustin, because, you know, we're going to talk about that fight when it happens. We have been waiting for that fight forever. They had to make it four times, five times, six times, try to make it 10 times, but make it fucking happen. You know, Tony Ferguson, on my ass right now, is the uncrowned lightweight champion. And we need to make sure that who is the best lightweight in the world, you need to put the two best lightweights in the planet together, and that is Khabib and Tony.
Amen.
You know, I don't. How do you argue against that, you guys? I mean, that's pretty.
You don't.
You know, spot on. Let's move into this though. We're running out of time. Like literally, we ran out of time several minutes ago. But I want to go into this quickly, and we'll go into this very, very quickly. Dan, we're going to go to you, ladies first.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do a combo sort of spotlight fight of the night slash up-down report. So you're going to give me two things.
Okay.
You're going to give me a fight that we didn't talk about that deserves attention, and then you're going to give me well, let's do that, and then I'll lead you into the up-down report. So, Pam, give me a spotlight fight for UFC 238 that we have not spoken about.
Okay, and you sound like you're gargling. My spotlight fight was Nina Ansaroff and Tatiana Suarez. And that was a great fight. Now you're going up, down, and this is kind of who stocks go up. Tatiana Suarez goes up because she is now 8-0, but also Nina Ansaroff's stocks go up because she, if that fight would have gone 10 more seconds, she would have won that fight. So I think this one, both of them, their stocks rise on both of these girls. Stock goes down. Jessica I, you're done. She's done. That was her one and only title shot chance.
I agree with you on both of those. Proteus, we go to you. So spotlight by the night that we haven't spoken about, and of course, let's go into your up-down report.
Well, I don't, at risk of stealing this from Marco, I was extremely impressed with the Peter Yan fight against Yemi Rivera. I thought that fight was probably the best fight besides the Shevchenko fight. Technically, I thought Peter Yan, not only did he show that he has a chin, but showed that he is a very technical fighter against a very game Yemi Rivera. I think Yemi needs to work on his corner a bit because, yeah, I mean, it's great to go out there and throw caution to the wind and maybe get knocked out by the guy, but I just thought that advice was very old school. So my up report has got to be Peter Yan. I thought Petra Yan, or however you want to do it, I thought that he fought very, very well in that fight. Of course, and my down report, unfortunately, has to be KK, Karolina Kowalkiewicz. I think that she is unfortunately getting a lot of pressure from her partner to settle down and start a family. I think she said that in her last fight, and I think Alexa Grasso looked really good in this fight and, you know, deserved to get all the praise. But down report, KK.
In more ways than one. She looked good in more ways than one. Marco, before I go to you, I'm going to go with my spotlight fight of the night. You guys are going to think I'm kidding, but to start off the entire card, Caitlin Chookagian defeats Joanne Calderwood.
Right on,
I thought this fight would go the way it went, meaning no one's going to knock each other out. I thought it would be a good kickboxing fight. It wasn't. It was actually kind of boring. My up report goes to what you already gave, Proteus. Actually, I'll throw it different. How about this? My up report will go to Aljamain Sterling, who I thought looked absolutely fantastic.
That was a good one.
Against Pedro Munhoz. And my down report, guys, Angela Hill. I don't know what's going on with her, but she can win everywhere but the UFC. So, Marco, I go to you. So, first off, your spotlight fight for UFC 238 and your up-down report, please.
I'm going to give you two spotlight fights. Eddie Wilde knock a
nice.
Pull out. And Calvin Cato Brooks, Ricardo Lamajor. My other report is for the triple champ, Henry Seguro. Because, you know, it's also a double champ, but, you know. Let's stick with the stick. Because it surprised everybody. He was the underdog. And he's a double champ now. So, my down report. Tied to Ibasa. Not a good choice for Shui.
That was a terrible fight.
It was a 2-5 losing streak. He got some moments there, but tied to Ibasa needs to go to the drawing board and I'll figure something out because even though it's not an easy fight, I mean, don't get me wrong, but tied to Ibasa was supposed to win that fight and he didn't. And now, you know, but that's my double report. Tied to Ibasa.
Damn, good. Yeah, that's a good
one.
All right, guys. Yeah, let's wrap it up. We're going to hit the music right now. We're going to wrap this thing up. I do want to give a quick shout-out, guys. If you guys will allow me, I'll go first in terms of this.
Want to give a quick shout out to the one and only Mackenzie Dern. Just had a baby girl, so shout out
That's
to
right.
cheers for them.
Mackenzie Dern. And I also want to give a shout out, guys, to Beck Rawlings and Leslie Smith, who have now signed with Bellator. So Bellator, keep it up, because at least you have that attention. Pat,
swipe right, honey. Swipe right.
Real quick, is Leslie Smith going to try to unionize the Bellator fighters? I mean, she tried to
unionize.
Why is she trying to unionize Bellator? She should.
Yeah, but then she's going to be back at LFA or the PFL then, because I don't think anybody wants to do that, unfortunately, and they should, but the reality is that what people
yeah.
should do and what people do are two different things. Pam, we go to you. Tookie Pleasure or shout out, anything you want to do.
You know, I haven't even been doing it. I've been like a slug. I've been working like crazy, so... Shout out to me for fucking working like crazy.
Shout out to you. At Pandora Box with two X's.
That's right. Oh my gosh.
And we follow her at Pandora Box with a double X for working hard. So my guilty pleasure will be, and I'm giving it to you right now. Proteus, we go to you. Your guilty pleasure, or of course.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to do not only. Proteus' shower pick, but because I'm not the host of the show tonight, I'm going to do a guilty pleasure. My guilty pleasure is The Chef Show on Netflix.
I want to see that. How is it?
It's really good, actually. I've been enjoying it. You know, not only is binging with Babish on the third episode, but it's a really good breakdown so far for me, who was an aspiring chef. When he was younger.
Did you see
but
the movie?
Then Met Chef. I did not
see the movie.
I didn't know you were the series is based off the movie. Check out the movie.
Yes,
I think you
correct.
Would totally dig it. Totally dig it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I do want to watch the movie, but I'm enjoying the show that they're doing right now on Netflix. Check it out, The Chef Show. And of course, Proteus's shower pick from last week was Latini's Juice by Live. Check it out.
Good.
It's an old song, but it rocks.
I am
wow.
love
right, so
you.
Marco, close the show.
So my guilty pleasure, this new show on History Channel called Unidentified. Hey, you guys got to get a spook.
Yes.
The former freaking head of the Department of Defense of the Advanced Space Threat Identification Program, Chris Mellon, Undersecretary of Intelligence of the Department of Defense, they interview Navy pilots, Navy radar operators about the UFO encounter of the USS Nimitz on 2004. You want to get a spook and see what we know and what we don't know and what is flying over our skies that we cannot even freaking catch? Watch Unidentified on Friends on the History Channel. The show was really, really well made. You know, it's a whole bunch of freaking veterans they are talking to you, you know, with security clearances. And there is this videos that everybody has seen on the internet of the fighter pilots chasing the UFOs. So watch Unidentified on History Channel. It's a great show. It's really, really well made. Follow Producer Proteus. Follow Pana Pandora Box. Follow Tony at I am DJ Tony. Follow me at Maldo Marco. Follow the show at Another MMA Cast. Rate and review us, Snackleheads. We're on iTunes, Google Play, Blog Talk Radio. Give us a 5-star review. Give us a comment. It helps the algorithm. Fight this weekend on Friday. Bellator. We're going to leave you guys. Catch you guys next week. Enjoy the fights.
And just like that, Bammy.
Out of here. Mwah.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.